It's probably it.
Okay.
Oh, I just lost it. Okay. Never seen that message before. We are recording. I'd like to bring the Otter Rock Water District Board work session of June 5th, 2021 to order. And we will do a verbal roll call. Commissioner Hall.
Here.
Taylor.
Here.
Cutler.
Here.
Kammer.
Here.
And Elliker is here. And we have in attendance Alan Neem, Stanhart, PA's iPad, and two phones. Our probably one and only agenda item tonight is selection of the chlorination unit from the plan submitted by Civil West. We took a few days to consider. Some members had questions about them, but I think those have been answered. So any other discussion about it? Would someone like to make a motion?
I'd like to make the motion. I make the motion that we approve the Otter Rock Water District Chlorination System Improvements preliminary by Civil West, including option one, the automatic tablet feed system.
And I would second that motion.
Okay. Option one, tablet feed system. Shall we vote?
Yes.
I think we should. Commissioner Hall.
Yes.
Taylor.
Yes.
Cutler.
Yes.
Kammer.
Yes.
And Elliker will vote yes. That's five yeses. Motion passes. Okay. That is good. Anything else?
Only one from the treasurer. For budgeting purposes, looks like Tim Gross has indicated that the shed is not included. We talked a little bit about that before. And also any kind of pad that we might want with the unit on. And so they show, however, that shed as being part of they price it at $2,000. Tim told me that everything on that sheet is included. So I assume that shed is kind of up to us. And he let me know that they had not put it in. So there's a little bit of confusion there.
Well, he's included $2,000 in the total. Is that correct?
It's included in the total over here. The 10 by 10 garden shed is included in the, yes, the grand total.
That $2,000 is included. So it simply doesn't have a foundation, basically.
$43,572. I just wonder, Dana, you're a builder. What do you think that shed's going to cost if we stick build it or we make it so it's more than just a little pickup shed?
I think that price will be right in the ballpark.
Okay. Well, then we'll run with their figure.
Right. But the question is, are they going to, they will include that in the RFP, right?
Yes.
Okay.
So, as far as what's included in the RFP, so the 2000, we don't really know. Dana, have you looked at the details of the shed to see what's included?
Tim told me, if I could interrupt, that shed may not be need to be as big as they have. It may not be need to be 10 by 10. It could be smaller than that. It depends upon the unit itself.
So that's just approximate, but this is all an estimate anyway. It's not a...
They need room enough for the unit plus
right.
the piping, and the piping will take up quite a bit of space.
So, Dana, did you hear my question?
Yeah, there's nothing included in the preliminary that he submitted to us.
Yeah, I meant if you follow this to the source and say Home Depot, and can you see what's included in the package, or is there a specific package identified?
There's no package identified, but I've researched a couple packages, one from Lowe's and from Home Depot.
And what was included?
What do you mean, the shed?
Well, I've looked at some of them in the past too, and there was different packages that included different things. Some of them did not include the roofing material. Some of them did not include the floor joists. There's all different kinds of sheds. And I just want to make sure we're being realistic about what this includes. Not to mention the details that I'm in favor of including or modifying, which I haven't finished writing my recommendations up yet. Maybe this doesn't have to be dealt with right at the minute, because this is just a vote to submit to OHA for a permit, and we'll still have a chance to look at and modify the package that goes out for bid.
I would say that's correct.
Yeah,
I would agree too.
That'll give us a little more time to think about it.
Right. I suppose.
Hello, this is Paul Erskine.
Hello, Paul.
Hi, Beth. Hey, I was just wondering, has anybody given any consideration to plastic sheds? I've got two of them in my yard. They're bulletproof. They don't react to weather. They don't react to moisture. They just enclose whatever it is that's inside of them and sit there. And I've got one that's 15 years old and one that's 2 years old. They both came with plastic floors. One's over a plywood base, and the other one is over a gravel base and 4x4 surrounding it. And they're just outstanding. And there's literally no maintenance or no concern with the moisture environment that I think this may be subjected to. Just a thought. Not trying to get in anybody's way here. Just consideration, hopefully.
I have a question, Paul.
Sure.
Do you notice, what's the moisture level inside the shed?
I've got two of them here, Tom, and you can come over and check them both out. I put my all of my cushions from all of my outdoor furniture that's in the back of the yard in there in the winter, and they stay completely stone dry. Uh-huh. And it's right underneath, underneath the trees and everything. It's very subject to moisture, but nothing gets inside, and there is, they're outstanding.
Do they have vents in them to let moisture out?
I'm sorry?
Do they have vents in them? Ventilation?
V-E-N-T. They can certainly have vents. I don't have them in mine, but and the one of them, there are windows that can open and stuff along that line. There's enough separation between the panels that it's not completely occluded, but it really does hold the moisture out. There's not anything that would provide an air current, so to speak, within, but that could certainly be an easy thing to augment.
Interesting.
How rigid are they?
Very. Like I said, I've got two in my backyard. You're all welcome to come down. And like I said, the one of them is 15 years old, and my mower's been in that one for 15 years. And the other one is the one that I put the cushions and stuff in. That's probably 2 or 3 years old. And they're very rigid. Once assembled, while you're assembling them, they're a little bit whoopee, but then there's also no roofing material. There's, you know, I mean, the whole thing's basically, they come as a kit, and I think it would come in well within your price range there, and maybe offer an opportunity to not have to deal with, you know, the moisture affecting the stick framed and particle board nature of the ones from like Home Depot and stuff.
Mm-hmm. What size are your sheds? Do you remember?
I think they're, I want to say 8x10, the one of them, and the other one's probably about the same. But they make them in all kinds of different sizes.
And how much did they cost? Of course, if they're 15 years old, it'd be a lot more now.
Yeah, no, well, actually, there wasn't that much difference between the two. I actually got them both at Costco and or through Costco online on the second one. The first one I actually bought at Costco, and I want to say they were both under $1,000.
Okay, thanks.
That sounds good.
Okay. All right.
Sounds like something we should look into a little bit. Any other questions?
Well, on the stainless are your friends.
Yeah, you're right. Plastic and stainless. Never thought I'd love plastic. Okay.
Thanks, Paul.
Well, thanks. That's good. Well, we were looking for a short meeting. I got one other little thing I just wanted to mention. We approved a motion to go with Highland to contract with them for our basic water operations and basic system operation and additional services. Have we contacted them yet about that?
Yes, I've been following up with that, and I have something almost ready to send the board, but I'm not quite done. I had to wait a while to get a call back from Silas, but I finally talked to him. And as a preliminary result to what I found out, I'll send some more details out. But we went through all the items I had, and most of the things that I had, anything that's not specifically listed on his basic plan is basically time and materials. But I did find that the tests, they will include the labor for all the tests except for the chlorine residual tests. So that will help out our, I had that included as an extra cost on our testing cost that we were budgeting for. And so that will help a bit on that. That number will go down
a bit.
Yeah, like that. Maybe $1,500. But I'll send out the hard numbers. Hope to do it tomorrow.
Okay, great. And then are they going to be putting together a contract for us to sign then?
Was that to me?
Yeah, Burrell, anybody.
I asked him a question about what we would actually be signing, and it wouldn't be the same. We wouldn't just sign at the bottom of this proposal. He said that he would create a different document that was in a contract format, but that it would be essentially the same information.
Uh-huh, okay.
And some of the items, most of the time and materials items, we may have to define the task and then, let him know what we want to do. to make it clear what we want, we'll have to give them a written request for the work. But the rates are established in the contract.
Right. And then the other thing we'll need to do is to pick a start date.
Yes, because we'll have to let Cody know, you know.
Yes. I was going to mention that too.
Yep. So, but that's good. That's progressing then. That's what we need. That was my only concern because we didn't talk about contacting them after we made the motion. So anything else?
Yeah, I just wanted to clear up the notification of Civil West on the chlorination system. The preliminary they gave us has a blank page because he wasn't sure which chlorination system we were going to go with.
Right.
So it's ready to go and it's ready to be submitted to OHA. All he has to do is put in the tablet chlorination system on that blank page. Now that when we notify him. So is that where we're headed then? We'll notify them to go ahead with the plans and—
Yeah, would you do that?
Because you talked about some RFP or something, but this is basically the plan right here.
This is the plan, right?
Right.
We'll be wanting to review the RFP to make sure everything's in there that we want, right?
Right. Okay. Just to confirm everything. So, okay. Yep.
Yeah.
I'll email him and get him to start Monday.
Great. Get those plans in to the state and get it on its way.
Yep.
Okay, anything else?
Only one thing, the next meeting for the budget committee. We kind of left that open at our last meeting.
Which is what?
We kind of left the budget open to be kind of clarified a little bit at the last meeting.
Right. And we're getting some more information. I think Tom will have some information for us here soon. And hopefully we'll have everything we need to get way closer on Wednesday.
What were you thinking of, Dick? That was the open item you mentioned.
Well, there were some costs, I think, that we had, including this one, that we had to nail down. But at least when I left the meeting, I left it with the understanding that there would be one more. We'd get this information out to everyone and with enough time for them to digest it and then have a final meeting so that we can put that one away.
But as far as which items are we waiting for the information? I'm going to revise the testing budget again and downward, and I'll be doing the Highland, an estimate of what the Highland contract will cost, the basic costs plus the other costs, the additional costs. I'm going to have to do most of that myself. He wasn't going to help me estimate the cost. All he's given me is hourly amounts, and I'll have to put a time to each task. I talked to him a little bit about it, about a couple of the items, but so that'll be another thing that I will provide. I'll try and get that to tomorrow. Was there anything else other items that we were?
No, I think everything.
Excuse me, go ahead, Dick.
I think everything relating to those two items, those two contracts, that's where we needed to fill in. Purchase for $45,572 from Civil West. We have only the shed. That was the unknown on that, and we've discussed that tonight. And I think we can get that one put away pretty easy.
Right. The other things I had was how much is left on the Civil West FEMA contract, and I have that information. Dick, you said something about investigating shutoff fees.
Well, only that's a separate matter, but only from the standpoint of being able to charge a higher shutoff and turn on fee.
Right, except this is the time, this budget time is the time if we want to, excuse me, change any fees, we need to do it now as part of our budget.
Okay, hearing. I haven't done anything on that. So I'll get on the phone on Monday at the latest and call around and see what other water districts are charging for those services.
Okay. And then the only other thing question is how much we can expect on Civil West on the chlorination project, because they're billing, they bill as they go. So I'm anticipating a bill coming in here for this last month. I don't know exactly when they'll be submitting that, but we should be getting pretty close.
Are we going to be budgeting above their estimate or?
We should.
We should. So, and that, this is just for the rest of the fiscal year too, and for, we have to know, you know, and then we'll know what the remainder is that will end up being paid for next fiscal year. Okay. Kind of both.
Are you talking about the contract for $10,700 or are you talking, yes, about the general services, which every time we ask them a question that that could be extra cost? With
unless you use the magic words circuit writer, remember that one. But yeah, well, either contract. Now last time they billed us part of the chlorination system under the general contract because we hadn't signed the chlorination contract with them yet. So but anyway, we'll just have to see what comes in the next few days or week.
So we have a meeting on Tuesday and then we have another meeting on Wednesday?
No, we have a meeting Wednesday.
Okay, we should have.
And what kind of meeting is that?
Budget committee meeting.
Okay, and then we have a board meeting the following Tuesday.
Yeah, the 15th is our regular monthly board meeting.
Okay.
We'll just have to see where we are. Okay. Should we wrap it up?
Ready.
You ready?
I'm ready to wrap it up.
Lisa wanted it short. I'm going for short.
I so want it short, guys.
Okay. We're at 6:26. There's no objection. The meeting is adjourned.
Okay.
Okay. Thank you all for coming.
Bye-bye.
Bye.